So, Hare Krishna, we are ready. I would like to welcome all of you for this holy presentation. Before I start, I request you to look at the altar. I think you see a very joyous decoration. Holi is the festival of colors, traditionally celebrated at the outbreak or onset of spring. We had the idea, let us celebrate Holi now when the summer goes to the end. But then we looked outside yesterday and we saw there was a monsoon storm going on, and the meadow, das heißt die Wiese, is still very much soaked with water. So therefore, you know, because in Holi you all have one shirt on, I mean also something, but no coat or anything, because there's so much throwing of colors. So we thought if we would go out in one shirt and a dhoti or something, a sari, you would all catch a cold, especially after the festival. And therefore, we strictly limited the holy festival to the altar, where it is going on in what is called an aprakat, or dimension, a dimension which is not visible for the eyes, the lila of Radha and Krishna. We sincerely hope this is all right, but we have tons of colors, and at the next opportunity, that is next year, we will for sure use them all. Maybe it's good because we are not so many devotees, and some of you may not be used to very very temperamental activities, but you are old and very careful how you place your energy. Maybe it's good you first hear about Holi, how it goes on in the spiritual dimension, and then next year we invite a lot of young people here to celebrate the color, the festival of colors, with our youth. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Prishavanusati Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanshakalpatarubhyaisya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Paditanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The festival of colors, or Holi, derives its meaning from the name Holika, who is the sister of Sriman Hiranyakashipu. He's not a Sriman. Sriman is an honorable title. The king of the demons. Hiranyakashipu had become so famous or infamous by his demoniac wars that all of the universe bowed down before him. The mighty devatas like Brahma and Indra, Varuna, Agni, they used to come to the doors of Hiranyakashipu's palace with gifts to please the demoniac emperor of the universe. It is said, when Hiranyakashipu would walk by the bank of the ocean was so afraid of him that it took its ratnas, its jewels from the bottom and brought it to the feet of Hiranyakashipu by its waves. Hiranyakashipu had only one problem, and that was his son. He had no worry. He was protected by Brahma, so that no one in the universe could act against his demoniac rule. You know, it was like Hitler with 50,000 Jedi knights around him, protecting him. He could not be disturbed by any ways. There was no living entity in the universe who was powerful enough to stand up to Hiranyakashipu. But his son would not bow down to him. He bowed down to him, but he would not yield to him. His son Prahlad did kirtans in the schools. When Hiranyakashipu heard it, he was upset. He said, "My son is glorifying my enemy, that is God. Let me get rid of my son." And he tried many things. He tried to poison him. He tried to attack him and kill him with swords and spears. Hiranyakashipu got elephants to trample him, snakes to bite him. Hiranyakashipu did everything in the universe, but everything failed. Then he had an idea. He thought, "I have a sister. Her name is Holika. She is a black magician. Let us get her to kill my son." So Holika had one ability. She could, set herself in flames so that she was burning, but the flames would not attack her. She would not be harmed by the flames. So Holika one day called Prahlad. "Oh Prahlad, I know you love me because I'm your aunt. And I certainly love you. because you are my, what is it? Nephew. Please come on my lap. And she took him on the lap. And as Prahlad sat down, Holika burst into flames. But because Prahlad was meditating on Vishnu, the flames would not attack him. Who burned was not Prahlad, but it was Holika herself, who ran like a ball of fire and came to her death. The explanation is simple. If you meditate about the Lord, always, no harm can come to you. The moment you lose your meditation, Mohana, the moment Krishna disappears from your heart, then you are in danger. So Prahlad would meditate about the Lord, and therefore the flames of Holika would not attack him. Since that time, this pastime has been remembered. It celebrates the victory of the good, the victory of those who think about God and remember Him about evil. And before the last, in the last night of the winter, this pastime is told all over India. The next day, that is the outbreak of spring with all its colors and all its life force, is the first day of spring, and the holy festival is commenced there. The Gaga Sanghita explains to us what is the holy festival. It gives us the background, how this festival is celebrated in the spiritual world and on our altar. What you can see on the altar is a rain of colors coming down. Can you see it? Then if you look at Radha Madan Mohan's beautiful dress today, can you notice how colorful they are? But what I would like you to see here is the rain of green, violet, orange and red and white colors which comes down. Because the festival of Holi is celebrated with colors. Listen very carefully as I will try to narrate this pastime to you. The full moon of the Falgun month had come, and the spring season arrived. At that time, Lord Krishna, who is known as Shyama Sundar, arrived at the town's gate of Vashana. There's a long staircase which leads from the town's gate up to the palace of Srimati Radharani. Radharani was sitting in her palace, and because of Krishna's very energetic activities, the week before, she had decided to never again meet Krishna. She was in her mood called Maan. It's a sulkiness. It's eine loving rejection, eine liebevolle Abweisung. Now, Krishna, with his friends, was in the mood to celebrate Holi. And he arrived at the town's gate, and he chanted very loudly, "Ho, ho, hori! Ho, ho, hori!
Ho, ho, hori! Ho, ho, hori! Ho, ho, hori!
ho, 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 thank you. This is what they all chanted. But unfortunately, only our Matajis chant this because they are not from Germany. They were really getting into the mood. Ho, 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 ho. They were really getting in the mood. But they were so eager to celebrate the festival of colors. But Radharani sat in her palace and did not move. She sat all by herself, absorbed in her mood of man. The Sakis, her girl companions, noticed that Krishna, Balaram, and all the coward boys were there, wanting to celebrate Holi, and they said, "Hey, Manini Radhe, O Radha, who are now quite angry. Hey, Chandra Vadane, O you, who has the face of a moon. It is time to celebrate Holi. The son of the king of Vrindavan has come, glorifying your dynasty. He has come to you. That means he has shown you respect. Now give up your loving anger and agree to celebrate the festival of colors." The Gaga Samhita describes a little bit how Krishna looked. Shiyo vano madaviguna lochano so nilala kali kalitangsa kapola gola. Gola means cowherd boy. Satpita kanchuka gananta mashesham arad. Achalam, achalam means restless, going back and forth. Dvani mata svapadurunena. His eyes were rolling with the intoxication of youth. His black locks were restless on his beautiful shoulders. He was really in the mood of celebrating. His shoulders were covered with a yellow shawl. And he walked here and there, his anklets tinkling very nicely. Nadia Biharini is looking for Krishna at the moment. There was tinkling. He was there, you know, moving like this, really intoxicated. He had yellow garments, a crown which looked like the rising sun. You know, this crown was rising over his shoulders, who were as strong as a mountain range. And so the crown was just coming up like a sun, spreading its golden rays. He looked really like a monsoon cloud and a rainbow. Who knows what is a rainbow? That is the peacock feather. With so many colors. He was black, and then his dhoti was looking like a brilliant yellow flash. What a Krishna. I'm sorry, but it needs to be explained like this. He had smeared his whole body with red kumkum colors. That means the color of love. Like this, you know. And he had a sprinkler in his hand. You know, like a sprinkler, wie sagt man, ein Spritzgerät. So the Saki said, the gopi said, "Oh, hey Radha, do you see how playful your lover is? How he is in the mood of celebrating? Give up your jealous anger now. And celebrate the most holy, holy festival. Go at once. Get some water, mix it with colors, and then you are properly equipped for the battle of love." Radha, why are you angry today? We can't understand you. Stand up. Go at once, O noble-hearted one. Go to where Krishna is. An opportunity like this will never come again. Wash your hands in the stream of colors. Radha was not moving. She was looking in a sulky mood. How do you say sulky in German? It's a little bit verdrießlich, you know. Little verdrießlich. So then the gopis gave the argument. They said, Shyama Sundar has come for you and looks everywhere. There are millions of beautiful girls here in Vrindavan, but he only wants to celebrate this festival with you and you alone. And Radha heard this. She got up and said, let's celebrate Holi. As she goes down the staircase, poets like Nandaji have described her beauty. You know, the redness of her red soles are spreading light on the steps. Her beautiful toenails look like 10 moons, as she goes down. And as she walks, one sash, you know, cloth like this, just falls to the side because she's ready to go for Holi. At this time, her beautiful hair waves a little and gets entangled in the pearl which is hanging under her nose. And this looks so beautiful, her hair just moving a little bit, that it looks like a fishing line and the bait. Do you know who is the fish? Krishna's mind. This is how she comes down. I want to tell you what happened now. She looked actually like a walking moon coming down the steps of Varshana, surrounded by many, many beautiful stars, which were her gopi friends. The gopis carried buckets full of water, which was colored. They also had sprinklers, spritz. Wie sagt man das in Deutsch? Spritzgeräte, nicht? Spritzpistolen. Das klingt wie Krieg. Also, oder siehst Spritzequipment. And when they came down to the steps of Varshana, there were the cowherd boys who were chanting, ho, ho, hori, ho, ho, hori, ho, ho, hori, ho, ho, hori. Yes, like that. I was very excited. So as soon as the gopis arrived, something wonderful happened. Krishna looked at Radha, and for a moment, he was totally mesmerized and could not move. This opportunity was utilized by the gopis, who threw fistfuls of colors all over Krishna. And in a moment, he became drenched in colors. You can see here the colors coming down. They threw also these colors up in the sky and they came down and colored Lord Krishna. There were millions and millions of reddish fists. Millions and millions of times they threw fragrant red powder on each other. Then Krishna saw that he was in a disadvantage and his cowherd boys were pushed back by the highly enthusiastic gopis, which were led by Radharani. And finally, in a desperate attempt to win some land, he took his syringe and sprinkled it in the eyes of Radha. Psst, which was not fair. Everyone could see how the wonderful reddish water came down the golden cheeks of Radha, and it looked so beautiful. But Kishori Radha was clearly incited. When Krishna saw the beauty of his Radha, Radha took her ultimate weapon, that is, she looked right into Krishna's eyes, who began to... And then she took a little lac ball in which a lot of fragrant flower powder was inserted. Ein Ball, der also eine Lackoberfläche hatte, aber ganz dünn nur, very soft. And she threw that ball right on Krishna's broad chest, and the ball exploded, and the color sprayed everywhere, and everyone was screaming, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Then, it's not the end. Then everyone surrounded Krishna, all the gopis surrounded Krishna, and held him tightly with both of the hands. Radha went to Lalita and said, what should we do with this unfair warrior? And Radha was very angry. And Lalita said, punish him sufficiently by smearing his eyes with kajal. Krishna has to surrender now by surrendering his upper cloth. This was like this. So they took the upper cloth, which is a sign that someone is totally defeated. In a war, if I am fighting with Sharanga Thakur and I defeat him, which is nearly impossible, I will take his upper cloth and like this. And then Sharanga is almost naked, and this means he is defeated. So they took the upper cloth from Krishna. Radha held him, and with two fingers, the index finger and the middle finger, she took color and smeared color all over Krishna, who looked very colorful. She anointed him. Then Krishna did another thing. He thought, now the gopis have... the gopis have defeated our party, but I don't surrender so easily. He expanded into millions of forms. And they all began to throw colors on the gopis. As a cloud touched by lightning in the rain, so Krishna was splendidly manifest with Radha in the holy festival. Krishna is like the black cloud in the rain, and Radha is like the yellow lightning flash. So the two together were dancing and celebrating the festival of holy. Then at the end, Krishna took a new upper garment, put it around his shawl. His eyes were anointed by Radha's hands. And then he left the gopis and went steadily to Nanda Maharaja's palace while the demigods showered flowers from above on Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is something of the joy of the holy festival as it goes on in the spiritual world. This festival is also celebrated by the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a work Bhakti Ratnaka, which describes this festival here in this world. It happened first in Kitori Gram, when there were the first Gopunim after Krishna's after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. There were 8 new sets of deities which were installed in Kitori Gram. And at the end of this festival, Janava Ma instructed the devotees to take buckets full of water, put the dye in there, and then to splash themselves with the colors with great enthusiasm. They were regularly remembering Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and they were participating in those pastimes by also throwing colors. Devotees in Krishna consciousness can also celebrate the holy festival, but only if they remember Radha and Krishna. If they remember their hidden aggressions, their suppressed sexuality, Hare Krishna, there are all kinds of psychological things, and then put that out into the festival, it becomes material. But if they remember Radha and Krishna and the festival of love, it is a wonderful celebration which gives joy to the heart of all Vaishnavas and certainly to Lord Krishna. It is our dream to joyfully celebrate the holy festival here in Goloka Dham and successfully drive out the German mood of being so sad all the time. Yes. I would like to now quote to you a song on the holy festival. Pashya Paksya Saki Hori Yudam. Actually, I don't know really how to sing this, so I better don't sing it. Oh friend, look, look! Following your request, Radha and Krishna are engaged in a long holy festival battle in a secluded place. Look how they struggle for supremacy in each other's arms. They are more splendid than a monsoon cloud and lightning. Their turbans have begun to fall onto their faces. One face appeared like a swarm of bumblebees and the other like a cluster of lotus flowers. And then it's described how Radha and Krishna celebrate, how Krishna with his long arms surrounds Radha, and how Radha and the gopis have overpowered Krishna, and how they forcibly take Krishna to their own place. Krishna was dressed in yellow garments. He is now a prisoner of the gopis. They sprinkle him with musk water, and they arouse in him strong amorous desires. After a struggle, Radha steals Krishna's flute from him, and Krishna is despondent. Now Balaram and the coward boys see that Krishna has become a prisoner of the gopis, and they go on the holy festival and give the gopis ample gifts so that they release Krishna. The gopis finally accept this gift and decide to give Krishna to Balaram. So this is a little bit the holy festival. Here you see Radha. Can you see? She has stolen the flute of Krishna. She is the queen of the holy festival. So, Krishna enjoys to be defeated by his devotees. This is a principle in Krishna's heart. Krishna likes to be defeated by his devotees. Once there was a devotee, Sudama Vipra, who was very poor. Poor like the German devotees. He was, however, so poor that the veins on his arms stood out. Very skinny. Völlig abgemagert. So one day, the wife of Sudama Vipra said, "Go to your friend in Dwaraka. He's the king. He lives in golden palaces, and asked him for a little donation just so that you can eat enough." Yes, said Sudama, "but what will we give to Krishna? We should not just take from him." So the wife said, "We have nothing, but I will go to our neighbors and I will ask them for a gift of broken rice." So she said to the neighbors, my husband goes to Krishna. He wants to give him something. Can you borrow us a little of a little something?" And the neighbor said, we have this useless rice here. We are also poor, but we can give that." So Sudama took this broken rice in a little pouch, ein kleiner Beutel, under his arm and went to Krishna. When he finally arrived at Krishna's palace, Krishna was very happy to receive Sudama. He said, "Oh, you have come. You have come. I'm so grateful that you have come." He made an artik to Sudama, who felt very nervous. Krishna was doing an artik to him. "And then I will make it short because I see some devotees are getting restless." Then Krishna finally said, "Have you given me a present?" Sudama said, "No, not really." But Krishna, knowing everything, put his hand to the little pouch of rice, took the rice, which was hidden under the arm of Sudama, which was full of sweat, and he ate those dry corns of rice. He said, "This is better than the food which the demigods offer me. It is the food from my devotee." Then Sudama said, "My lord, I feel my time is up in your palace. I need to go home now." Krishna said, "You really want to leave me? Sudama, I love you more than I love myself and Lakshmi. I will come with you." So Krishna went with Sudama over the ocean. He went on the land and he went towards Sudama's home. But in the middle, he felt just very sad. The sadness became greater and greater in his heart until finally he said, "Sudama, goodbye. I will go back to Dwaraka. You just go home." So Sudama went, but when he came to the place where his old palace was standing, he saw a big park, not old palace, old hut was standing. He saw a big park and a palace. He thought, maybe this is a demigod land investor who has taken my land and built a palace. But then he saw that there were people around the palace, and one woman dressed in a costly sari came to him. And as she came close to him, he recognized, "My God, that's my wife." The wife greeted him and said, "Look at all of this. This is what Krishna has given us." And as she said this, Sudama looked on his abgemagerter Körper, skinny Körper, and he saw how it was transforming into a beautiful body with nice muscular hands and arms and so on. And he knew, oh, my Lord, he has given me wealth. He has given me this palace. He has given health to my body. He has given health and beauty to my wife. This is all the gift of our friend Krishna. But Krishna, my dear devotees, was sad. Why was Krishna sad? Krishna thought in his mind, my devotee has again outdone me. He gave me something which was not in his possession. He had to beg for the rice. He didn't have rice. He gave something more than he had for me. But I can't repay my devotee. I can't reciprocate because everything is in my possession. Everything what there is belongs to me. So I cannot give more than I own. That's why my devotee is greater than me. He is a greater lover than me. And he has outdone me. I'm nothing. My devotee is everything. This is how Krishna is. The Sanskrit word is kritagya. Very grateful. Even for a little broken rice. If that broken rice, or if that gift, comes from the heart of the devotee, Krishna feels, this devotee has given me so much. What can I give him in return? When I give him wealth, material wealth, that's nothing. That's like giving grass, which is good food for a cow, to a human being. Say, here, I give you some grass. If I give my devotees gold and diamonds and jewels, this is not interesting for my devotee. Because my devotee wants something else. He wants me. So therefore, I'm a debtor in the hands, and I'm a debtor to my devotee. I will give him me and my devotional service, my bhakti. My dear devotees, have you given something today to Krishna? Have you given him maybe some of your time? Have you maybe given him some of your wealth? The Sunday feast, have you donated to the Sunday feast something? Have you, because you are poor, at least given him some of your attention today? What have you given today to Krishna? Is this a good question or is it a bad question? This is where bhakti happens. When you do something for Krishna with the desire to please him. Have you at least given him some broken rice? Have you given him some broken names? Names which you chanted without faith? What have you given to Krishna? Think about this deeply. You should know Krishna is grateful for even the slightest amount of service. And he forgives even the gravest offenses because his heart is the heart of love. He has no place for the mistakes of his devotees in his heart. But when he sees that they turn a little bit towards him, if he sees that they walk even only one step in his direction, he comes running towards his devotees. This is Krishna. So on this wonderful day, which is very nicely decorated, I hope that you are happy in your heart, happy to remember wonderful Krishna, wonderful Madan Mohan. I hope that you have heard some nice pastime which illustrates or gives you a reason why our altar today is drenched in colors. Hare Krishna. We will sing now, end this program now by singing a very brief little kirtan. In this kirtan, please try to offer Krishna not broken names. Try to give him the whole name. Krishna. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Rama Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I request all of you to look towards the altar and just especially witness the colors. And in your mind's eye, please remember this pastime from Gaga Samhita, where the gopis throw colors at Krishna and Krishna throws colors at the gopis. It is very good when you chant the holy names of Krishna and you sing for Krishna. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, yes, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Please, as you sing, really try to connect with Krishna and offer him not broken names, that means names where your attention is not there, but please offer him full names. You will see something will happen in you if you just try. Please do sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Mayama. Please sing again one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please, everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, and please bring your hands up.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Chila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Shyam Sundar. Hare Krishna. I thank you all very, very much that you have come here, and we have heard a little about Holi, which we will hopefully celebrate soon when the sun, soon means first there will be a little winter, little, but when the sun is up again, it, let us not forget the whole idea of all what we hear really is to give pleasure to Krishna. If we can learn to leave the world of selfishness, where all our thoughts turn around the most unimportant person in the universe, which for some reason we think is the most important. No one else thinks it. We are clearly in the minority, because only we think this, but somehow we are in this type of illusion. Let us go into a much more interesting world, the world of Krishna, the world of Krishna's devotees, who all think of giving pleasure, of satisfying the Lord, and who are inspired and happy because the pleasure, the energy, the chladini energy has empowered them. It has come into their lives. Bhakti means really something very simple. You do something, or even if you're poor, you do it in your mind, and you do it for Krishna to give him pleasure. That is Uttama Bhakti. To do that. Now, of course, we can do it only for a short time before our old program about the most unimportant person in the universe again kicks in or starts. We are like people who use a computer, and sometimes in computers the wrong program comes up. Have you seen this? you try to do something innocent on the computer, and all of a sudden there is an advertisement, buy this new pair of shoes, you know. So in bhakti it does happen that as we are trying to give something to Krishna, the old unimportant program, me and mine, starts already. But at least as much as possible, let us live our life outside of this program and do something for Krishna. Wow, this altar is really the best of all altars. Like yesterday, where it was the best of all altars. Also, very nice. I thank you very much. May you all have a wonderful experience in your devotional service. And there is our Gaurahari ready to also tell us some important information. I will take this opportunity to say goodbye to all of you. I will travel on tomorrow morning, where we will go back to our Gaurabhavan, where we will do some more development work on our Vedic way. And then we will have a very interesting meeting, which the whole German Yatra is talking about. It's a vision meeting on the Dharma Castle. Let's see if it will be as momentous as we all hope, but there are good indications that it will. Thank you very much. All the best, and Hare Krishna. Please stay for
just very shortly. I hope no one of you is disappointed that the Holi Festival or the following of the Holi Festival is not taking place this time. We were thinking
it takes place on the altar, Gaurahari.
Yeah. We were thinking a lot about how to do it or not to do it for the devotees, but finally we took this decision. Let's keep the full occasion when we have a good way to do it in a proper way. I just also like to address my best thank you for this festival. We had a team of dedicated devotees who are really doing a lot for this festival to take place like this. So big heartfelt thank you for all of them who are doing helping in the service. And most of all to His Holiness Sachinandana Swami, who was there and was actually leading all of us to the spiritual dimension. We can have beautiful decoration, we can do so much on our own, but we need this strength, this spiritual force that is carrying us beyond the limit of our own selfish world. So thank you, Sachinandana Swami, for being there.
Thank you very much. But I want to, now I'm no longer the lecturer who has to say fired up things. I will say something from my heart. I have realized very much on this, during this festival, something which I would love to share with you. And that is, we can be so happy if we are allowed to serve devotees. It's such a wonderful opportunity, and I thank you very, very much that you allow me, although I'm not a good person, to serve you in, you know, just finding some jewels from our glorious tradition and trying to share it with you. I'm very grateful. I don't think this is something which one can take for granted. It's not selbstverständlich. It is a great honor for me to be able to serve you in this way, and I'm becoming more and more humbled because there are devotees who are much better than me, even in the audiences which I address. But I have this opportunity somehow that devotees asked me to do this service, and I'm becoming very, let me say, conscious or aware that, oh, such an opportunity. Oof. I'm so blessed by all of you. I really mean it. When I give lectures, I think I have to talk a little bit that no one falls asleep. But when I'm in a situation like now, you know, where everything is done, everything has been said, not everything, but for the festival, then I reflect in my mind what just went on the last few days, and I can only say thank you. Now this I really saw this when Radharani was there, who is the personification of the personality who serves Krishna the best. When we glorified her so nicely on her appearance day. By the way, the news of that wonderful Radha on the throne being worshipped by Shyam Sundar Krishna, by Madan Mohan, is all over the world. I heard it's in the Facebook, and it's somehow we put it there, and already it went immediately to 10,000 people. But then I noticed so many of the devotees here had put it in their Facebook, and a net it went all over the world. Radharani's wonderful position as the goddess from whom devotion emanates, huh? As the divine persona, and I really feel we should take this image with us, the goddess of devotion. When will we invite her on the throne of our hearts, so that there's most of the time, or some of the time, or at least 1 minute of a day, some devotion in the heart, huh? Then that prayer we should all do. So thank you very much. I believe now we will have a colorful Sunday feast. Hare Krishna.